This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. This weekend on Science Out of the Box, we take a Father's Day look at the dads, great and small, of the animal kingdom. Male seahorses, unlike any other species on Earth, can get pregnant. And they stay faithful to their mates for life. So if you're a lady seahorse, you've pretty much got it made. But paternal behavior varies wildly throughout the natural world. Take the rather devious sand goby. This little fish is native to the coasts of Europe. The females lay their eggs in sandy nests and then take off, sticking the male with all the work of guarding the eggs and fanning fresh water over them until they hatch. That's not always good news for the eggs.
It's quite common in this species and lots of fish species that provide parental care for males to eat some or even all of their young.
That's Colette St. Mary, an associate professor of zoology at the University of Florida. We reached her at a research station in Sweden where she's studying the mating habits of sand gobies. She says that while male sand gobies may snack on their young when left to themselves, they behave very differently if females are around.
Males, when they have lots of reproductive opportunities, actually show more parental care than when they have little space in the nest or there aren't females nearby. And furthermore, we've shown that females are interested in males that provide more care to their eggs.
So if you're a lonely sand goby off the shores of Sweden, acting like a good dad might get you a mate. But sometimes being a good dad will just get you dumped. Pity the poor Nazca booby. These seabirds live a rough life on the rocky Galapagos Islands. Wake Forest University researcher Terry Manus says male Nazca boobies share the hard work of rearing the young.
They're seabirds, so they forage at sea. They sometimes fly hundreds of kilometers just to find a meal to bring back to the chick.
It takes almost 6 months of foraging and watchful care to raise a chick, and by the end of the breeding season, the male is looking a little ragged. His mate might not find him so attractive anymore. Terry Manus says there are more males than females in the colony she studies, and that means the females can be a little picky about who they mate with.
If you were a female Nazca booby and your mate has just run 4 back-to-back Ironman races, and you're looking at him and you think, I don't think you can complete the 5th. But there's this guy over here who maybe has never run the race, and he's more likely to make it to the end of that race.
So after a tough year of raising a chick and guarding the nest site in the off-season, poor Mr. Booby gets traded in for a newer model. But don't feel too bad for him. Manus says after a year off to recover, most male Nazca boobies get back in the game. And though Mrs. Booby might seem a little heartless, she's actually making sure that all the colony's surplus males get to mate eventually. From the Galapagos, we travel thousands of miles to the savannas of eastern Kenya to finish our Father's Day roundup with the baboons of the Amboseli region. UCLA anthropology professor Joan Silk says baboons seem to be unlikely dads.
If you were looking for candidates in the animal kingdom of, you know, advertisements for Father's Day, this would not have been the animal you would have picked. They're not very well socially integrated into the group. They don't interact at very high rates. But they are, in fact, amazingly gentle with infants. They're really sweet. So, you know, you can see a male with an infant in his lap, really gently grooming this little baby.
And what's more, recent DNA tests have shown that baboon dads seem to know their own young. Surprising, since the females get around. Baboon dads stand up for their offspring in fights with other baboons, and according to Joan Silk, it seems they're not just trying to impress the mothers.
Males aren't very much likely to mate again with the mother of their own offspring. So it doesn't look like if it's mating effort, it's not very smart. But if it's parenting effort, it is pretty smart, because these juveniles have this great big friend to help them when they get into trouble.
Silk adds that she wouldn't have been able to study baboons in Kenya if her own husband hadn't been home taking care of her children. So happy Father's Day to all of the dads out there, baboons, boobies, gobies, and everyone else.
Animal dads, as much of a parent as a baby ever had. They know what to do for the good